Today, the Trending 55 newsroom is speaking with Alberta's Justice Minister and Solicitor General, Doug Schweitzer, on making an announcement on a human trafficking task force. First off, Minister, thank you for taking the time, as always.
Thanks for having me on today.
All right, Minister. Now, obviously today, there's a task force being set up to help protect vulnerable Albertans, human trafficking, and I know when I was reporting in Ontario that there was a particular MPP out there, Laurie Scott, who was really bringing attention to this. And one thing, when you think about human trafficking, in your opinion, is it one of those crimes that maybe doesn't get the attention it should?
It's one of those ones where it flies under the radar sometimes in our society, and we need to raise the profile of human trafficking that goes on, from sexual exploitation to trafficking in organs into forced labor. This happens in our communities, and it's wrong. And it's one of the most deplorable things that can possibly be done to another human being. And we wanted to make sure that we in Alberta are leaders nationwide, as well as around the world, in combating human trafficking. We passed a bill earlier this month, the Protecting Survivors of Human Trafficking Act, to give greater powers to police, as well as giving the survivors of human trafficking the ability to sue those that victimize them in a greater way. And then today, with the announcement of our human trafficking task force, is another step to making sure we have the best feedback possible and also help raise the profile of human trafficking.
And in terms of raising the profile, in terms of country music, I'm not a big country music person, but I know who Paul Brandt is. And obviously, how good is it to be able to have a chairman like that with his Not In My City campaign, and to be able to have that kind of name to put behind a movement like this?
Well, Paul Brandt is just so passionate about Alberta, and he's so passionate about this issue of human trafficking. He and his wife have been big advocates on this, the Not In My City initiative. Here's somebody who's willing to give back and just cares so much about people that have been put through such tough circumstances, and he cares about these young people that have been victimized, and his heart's just in the right place. He wants to use his celebrity that he's gained through his country music to help bring attention to this issue. And with his help, and then with the amazing committee that we have put together here, I'm really looking forward to getting their work. And they're going to work right away. They're getting two meetings set up this week to get going on the initial work to help give us recommendations on how to combat human trafficking.
All right, Minister, as well. Now, obviously, given your background as a lawyer, we do know for sure that, the perpetrators of this crime, are there going to be, or at least is one of the options you're considering, like tougher sentences to order to expose and potentially discourage people from doing a crime like this?
Well, a lot of that falls into federal jurisdiction, but, we have been advocating for stronger penalties from our federal counterparts on lots of different issues. And again, human trafficking is one of those ones where we just need to make sure that our prosecution service has the resources that it needs to make sure that they prosecute these crimes and get, the appropriate sentence. So you have to send a message when somebody is trafficking in other people.
No doubt about it. And one thing that at least that I learned out of Ontario, I don't know if it's a problem in Alberta, but a lot of these people are brought into the country through, hub cities, and then eventually relocated to some small communities, including like rural communities and northern communities as well. Like, is that something that could be happening here, where they're kind of like smuggled, moved around, and hidden a lot?
Well, we've been making an investment with the Alberta Law Enforcement Response Team to make sure that we have the resources to go after child exploitation, the ICE unit to make sure we go after, those that would produce, just victimized children as well in trafficking situations. Some of the most horrific stories you hear are young Canadian kids that are being trafficked by family members. And it's abhorrent. It's something that we need to make sure we continue to have these conversations so that people are aware of what's happening around them. It's not just, people that are, immigrants into Canada. It's not just people that have language barrier issues. It's our neighbors, and it can be our neighbors. So we need to make sure we're vigilant in this one. And this task force is going to help make sure we have the best possible laws here in Alberta to be a leader around the world.
I think as one thing that the Premier had suggested is that there'd be some kind of list or registry or some sort of thing to say, hey, you did this crime, you did this, and everyone's going to know who you are now.
Yeah, the whole concept of making sure we have public shaming for those that would victimize others, and making sure we'd have that ability to call out businesses that would try and profit off of human trafficking and forced labor, things like that. The Premier characterized it as modern slavery, and it just makes your blood boil. It makes you so frustrated with what's happening to these people that are being victimized. you know, sometimes they feel like there's no way out. So making sure we can help raise awareness and help get these people that are struggling right now and being victimized the help that they deserve is a big part of our focus with this initiative.
All right, and I guess the final question, although I do have to go slightly off topic here, but it'll be a quick one. Have you heard back from the Supreme Court yet about when the carbon tax appeal will be back on?
You know, they've been moving dates around a little bit. My understanding is that that's going to happen sometime this fall. The Supreme Court is looking at going to more digital initiatives for hearings, so we're waiting to get final confirmations and solidifying all those dates.
Awesome. All right. Anything else you'd like to add that I may have forgotten, Minister?
No, I just appreciate the time, as always. You know what? You always take the time for us to make sure we can get our message out there, so appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome, sir. Always a pleasure to chat with you. This is Justice Minister and Solicitor General Doug Schweitzer here on the Trending 55 website.